Here we are, hour number two. This is going to be a very intense hour. Looking forward to it. Joining us first off is Dr. James Fetzer, PhD. Jim is a regular on the program and has much to say. His observation is very keen. He is an extraordinary researcher and investigator. Welcome back, Jim.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I've been doing quite a lot on this Hillary Parkinson issue, and I'm rather convinced she has it.
Yeah, I think so. We'll talk a great deal about that. I want you to say hello to David John Oates, who is in Adelaide, Australia. David, of course, is the man who has over 30 years in reverse speech therapy and building that technology into what it is today.
Well, David, I find your work fascinating. I'm delighted to be on with you.
Oh, thanks, Jim. I'm honored too. It's great to have us together. We'll share our resources.
There is a lot going on. Let me just start off and say a few things. I'm going to preface this because it's going to be a very all-encompassing hour. But basically, and I want you just to keep this in mind, overlay Donald Trump in place of Hillary Clinton with respect to all I'm going to suggest. And I'm going to suggest right off that the apparent and obvious given medical condition issues that Hillary Clinton is suffering are more than enough to disqualify her from the presidency, from even running for the presidency. I think she really should be removed from the ticket. At the very least, as I mentioned last hour, she should have a full-blown, top-of-the-line, independent, multidiscipline medical and health evaluation. And those results should be made fully to the public. If people say, oh, it's her business. No. It's our business. She's running for president of all of us. So everything that is in her body is our business. And if she's suffering from post-brain injury, a stroke, dementia, brain damage, we need to know that. We have all kinds of issues that are on the table right now. You've seen the videos. You've read about them. One thing about Western culture, Christian culture, that has differentiated us from, I think, all other cultures on the planet, something we can be very proud of, and that's having compassion for other people. We always extend ourselves. We feel sorry for people. We empathize with them. And I'm very proud of that as well. However, in this case, I have absolutely no compassion or empathy for Hillary Rodham Clinton. What she has done during the 8 years that she ran her husband when they were in the White House, and what she has done as Secretary of State, and even what she has done as at Senator for New York, an abomination. That woman has more blood on her hands than she could ever wash off. She's been responsible for the deaths of people at Benghazi. She was the one who ordered the assassination, the hideous murder of Muammar Gaddafi. How many people died during the Clintons' 8 years in Iraq? It is estimated that at least 500,000, perhaps a million people, most of whom were children, died because of their or her policies. Certainly they are not the top of the totem pole, but they implement what they're told to implement. Now we have issues that are quite clear. And what we have are health issues that have to do with things that need to be investigated. This is not a joke. Now hold on here. Hello? Oop. Phone's ringing. Don't know who that was. Thought it might be the network. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, Jeff. And okay. You know that we're... 500,000 infant deaths were attributed to the no-fly zone alone over Iraq.
Infant deaths.
The number in Iraq alone has to be close to 2 million, I would surmise.
Well, that's for sure. When you add in the Gulf War, it's 2 to 3 million. It's a Holocaust, a real one. There we go. Now, Hillary's medical issues, what we know about, she's been treated for thyroid problems going back to the 1950s. All right? Thyroid can interrelate to all kinds of issues. If she has had a stroke, for example, or TIAs, which are often called mini-strokes, there are involvements therein. Her chronic cough is also tied to seizure activity in the body. That's something that is a real warning sign. There's something seriously wrong there. She's got worsening problems from the blood clot and brain injuries suffered in the fall, or was the fall the result of an underlying, already present condition? We don't know. Again, remember those coughing episodes. You can find them online. They're all video recorded, and they're there. And they're not something just small. They're a big deal. She may have had a stroke or TIAs. She is on a permanent prescription of the blood thinner anticoagulant Coumadin, which is very dangerous to begin with. It should be given for anywhere from 3 to 6 months. She's been on it apparently for years, since the fall and the blood clot. She has a history of clots in her legs, deep vein thrombosis. Now, David, you'll remember this, DVT. Long-distance air passengers were getting DVT, thrombosis, and dying of pulmonary embolisms from sitting in an airplane for 18 to 20 hours. You remember that.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
So she's
done it myself many times.
Yeah, she's had two deep vein thrombosis clots that we know about, 1998 and 2009. After the brain seizure at the rally, and I played the video, you've all seen the video by now, she was in a, I don't even want to call it a trance, she was disconnected. If you look at her eyes, they're not focused on anything. And that handler came up and essentially ordered her to keep talking. It was almost like a mind control command. And he had to say it 2-3 times. And she snapped out of it and went into one of her pre-recorded performance spiels. So this is an issue that is big and getting bigger. Right now, there are legitimate questions that should be raised by Donald Trump and the Republican Party about her fitness even to run in this election, pending full and honorable independent medical evaluation. Let's start with Jim, and then we're going to go to David in a few minutes and play some reversals that really underscore the fact that she's had serious health issues and is fearful of them for a long time. Jim, how does it look to you right now? Where are we in this thing?
Well, I've been looking at a half a dozen different sources. They just featured two medical experts on Hannity tonight, and they were both expressing concern about the state of her health.
Uh-huh.
I think we have a multiple variety of symptoms that are associated with Parkinson. And it's also striking how she has this a body man, a personal handler, this large black man who's clearly not a Secret Service agent, who seems to have given her the clue to tell her, keep talking, and may have pinched her body, something Hillary is known to veer. She dislikes having any close contact with Secret Service. And
didn't
in this
want
case,
anybody
she,
near her. She didn't like
right,
it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And she's been exhibiting a whole host of issues, including involuntary facial movements, tremor, rigidity. When she's interrupted by hecklers, she froze up in that particular instance you're featuring on your homepage. He told her to keep talking, and she said, I'm going to keep talking. And then she made a very bizarre reference to the Trumps murdering animals. I mean, that's a very, very strange thing, Jeff, that
yeah.
had no
yeah.
Apparent connection with anything else. She likes to play off these head jerks as though they were a joke. They're not seizures, but something called dyskinesia, which is a symptom of levodopa treatment for Parkinson's disease.
Oh, really? And, oh, hold on. That's very interesting. I call it the chicken head, like a cluck, cluck, cluck. It's involuntary. It's spasmodic, and you've got
yes.
a word for it. It's called what again?
Well, it's a symptom of levodopa treatment for Parkinson's. This handler, this body guy,
mm-hmm.
has been walking beside her with this auto injector that will, diazepam, as I understand it, which is a rapid but temporary treatment for the dyskinesia, it's called, if it happens. In
dyskinesia, okay.
Dyskinesia,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
The as you said, chicken head. And of course, it's really striking. And, she must have done it 15, 20 times on one occasion here at the
that video
to the convention.
That video is scary. By the way, that black guy holds the pen injector, the auto injector. He was holding it out in the open, walking next to Bill and Hillary in that one picture, holding it out in the open.
That's right. And apologists are suggesting it was not actually the auto injector, but a flashlight, which is simply absurd. I mean, why would he be? I know, Jeff. They're trying to find something that would look sort of like it, but
No.
And of course, if you get into the symptoms of Parkinson's, I think it's pretty clear that she's got quite a lot of them. There are 10 or 12, I'll just mention. Tremor can occur at rest in the hands or limbs, muscular, stiff muscles, difficulty standing, difficulty walking, difficulty with bodily movements.
Well, there you go. The stairs,
involuntary
the works.
Yep. Yes, yep. Yes. And this trouble with the stairs, and she's fallen several times. Whole body, fatigue, dizziness, poor balance, restlessness. Cognitive, and these are especially important. Amnesia, confusion in the evening hours, dementia, or difficulty thinking and understanding. And recall when Yuma, in one of these released emails, said that that Hillary became easily confused,
yeah.
So that if she had any telephone exchanges, that she needed to be monitored. Speech.
And what did James Comey say? Extremely careless, which goes right along.
Yes, although I think that was actually deliberately reckless. I mean, she just simply wanted to protect those emails from Freedom of Information Act. Mm-hmm. She had a lot of experience. She knew what she was doing.
You bet. Yeah.
Mood, anxiety, or apathy, nasal, a loss of smell, interesting. Urinary dribbling or leaking, facial jaw stiffness or reduced facial expression, but also common, blank stare, constipation, depression, difficulty swallowing, drooling, falling, fear of falling, loss in contrast sensitivity, neck tightness. I think there's enough here, but there are other experts that I've been reviewing who have really no doubt about it.
They had... several years ago, a real problem with her hands and tremors. They seem to have gotten that under control. I used to watch that, and her hands definitely, she would hold them or push them into a position where they couldn't move. She had tremoring in her hands, tremors, and they've pretty well taken those off the table. You don't see them. But the blank stare in the eyes, the bizarre look, she is the consummate performer. Nothing comes out of her that is less than rehearsed. It's all rehearsed, and it's all programmed. It's really pretty scary. She's like a machine.
Reddit has a very good article entitled "Hillary Has Parkinson's Disease," really leaving no doubt about it. And he suggests that she's a very sick woman and is likely dying. She has at least one degenerative disease and is receiving regular treatments that affect mood, personality, energy level, and the ability to think and reason clearly.
Right.
She's taking levodopa, Valium, and possibly other drugs as well in order to appear normal in public and is concealing this from the public. In fact, that to me, Jeff, is one of the most stunning aspects, is that the elaborate charade taking place here, lots of people have to know what's going on here. And, of course, this can explain why she's avoided press conferences for, 280 days?
That is the reason. It's been over a year since she's had a real one.
She's afraid she's going to freeze up and it's going to become obvious to the public in its totality. So
yeah, and you just put your finger on something very interesting. She's afraid she's going to freeze up. We're going to go and talk to David John Oates about that right now. David, we on this program and through your work found out quite some time ago on two occasions that Hillary's subconscious, as clear as day, was expressing fear and being afraid.
You want me to play?
Go ahead, yeah. Let's set the stage, and I want Jim to hear this. He hasn't heard these.
Oh, okay. Well, let's play the Prozac one first, then we'll move on to being
afraid. Oh, okay. Now, this is Prozac. So she's, in addition, this woman is like a juggler with 10 plates in the air, all the different pharmaceuticals, all the different chemicals. It's like a delicate balance. And any time, Jim Fetzer, I think you're right. I think her health is failing, and at any time she could have a major issue in full view of the public that cannot be explained away.
Yeah. Well, we found this reversal last year, and I remember when I played it on your program. I don't know what it means, but here it is.
Yeah.
But now, in light of what's happening now, this reversal makes a whole bunch of sense. So here's the forwards.
We did not. In fact, my direction to conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly viewed as work-related.
Okay, she's talking about her emails, and she says backwards, they deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
I mean, very clear.
They deal her Prozac.
So there we have one pharmaceutical. So,
now, that's interesting how her subconscious phrased that. It was almost third person.
You're right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they deal her Prozac, her handlers, those around her.
Yep.
Keep her stable and, well, attempting to keep her stable and balanced.
Yeah.
And that's just one. I mean, whatever else she's on is anyone's guess.
Yeah, diazepam, by the way, and alprazolam, Ativan, Xanax, they're all in the same general basket. They're anti-anxiety drugs. And so this guy, whoever he is with that injector, literally would apparently just walk right up and jab her if she starts to have a seizure.
And, of course, Prozac's more of a long-term antidepressant. So.
Prozac is a big-time SSRI. It was the first one. As Dr. Ann Blake Tracy says, I don't care what the names of them are. They're really Prozac 1, Prozac 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're all about the same thing. And they are dangerous. They do increase the chance of depression and suicide by 3 to 400% in adults who take it. So nothing to be trifled with. It's not a trivial issue.
Nope. Okay, and here's the one about Hillary scared. Let's run this one forwards.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And here she says, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Very clear.
Hillary's scared.
So she's afraid of something. What is she afraid of? That's of course, anyone's guess, but she's certainly afraid.
Did you hear that, Jim?
Yes. I did. And we have more too, by the way, in terms of the symptoms. Another expert, a former CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals. Some people have commented on her coughing fits and that she might have cancer or something else. Personally, I think this is also involuntary movement. The crater in her mouth isn't a chancre caused by stage 2 syphilis, as some have suggested. It's a lozenge. She has coughing fits, specifically involuntary upper respiratory spasm, difficulty swallowing, and inefficiency of normal coughing. These symptoms are consistent with Parkinson's disease. She's had it for a while, is undergoing treatment for it that involves the use of mood-altering drugs, and she's concealing all of this from the public.
Well, that would make her subconscious mind, speaking honestly, express fear, wouldn't it, David?
Oh, absolutely it would. Definitely
I'm gonna be,
would.
My God, I'm going to be found out, whatever.
And here she says this was the same sentiments at the, I think this is, this was the speech, I think this is at the convention.
Healthcare and their families don't have to worry about losing their house to take care of their sick kid.
Okay.
I am proud of my record of public service and the results that I've gotten to help people have better lives.
Now, this must mean after the convention. And she says, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
So there you go. Scared, afraid, Prozac. And it goes on and on and on. Where do you want me to move on to next, Jeff?
Well, let me jump back to Jim just for a second. Are you able to hear these clearly, Jim?
Yes, okay. I am, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yes.
The list of symptoms you have read off are not necessarily all extant with someone, but they're in the basket, the Parkinson's basket. She's manifested several. I'm interested in what you said about the tongue, that is not a lesion or a removed piece of skin surgically, but it's
right.
A lozenge. Yes. That would be pretty risky to try to speak with a lozenge floating around in your tongue, wouldn't
well,
it?
Well, I agree that it would be. But, you know, I think that the falling, the staring, the freezing up, the chicken head reaction, the confusion, even Huma having to state in an email, now declassified, that she becomes easily confused. I think all those are very serious signs that she indeed has Parkinson's.
If she has Parkinson's, what does that do for her candidacy? Morally, ethically, maybe even legally. If she's withholding that, of course Hillary never lies, if she's lying about it, the lie of omission, what does that mean to the people of America? What does that mean to the Democrat Party? What does it mean?
Well, it's further confirmation that she's untrustworthy. She's being dishonest about the most basic aspect of her life, namely her state of health, and especially when it affects her cognition. And this can only reinforce the general impression the public has, which is virtually cemented in stone, that she's a dishonest woman, in Trump's phrase, crooked Hillary. But in this case, I think it strikes so much deeper. Because you see, she's exhibiting a performance whenever she meets with the public, and she's concealing right. it by avoiding the press conferences that any normal candidate would be thrilled to undertake.
What happens here? Do the Democrats keep playing this game? Do the Republicans demand, and they have every grounds to demand, a legitimate, independent medical evaluation? Where do we go with this? It's kind of an uncharted territory that we're in.
Well, it is on both sides. I mean, because you've had two conventions and there are many disenchanted with the candidates of each of the parties. But I think in the Hillary's case, that it really would be that she's physically incompetent to perform the task, the office. And that's very different from people who might think that the Donald is too impulsive or impetuous.
That's ridiculous.
Making verbal shots from the hip.
We're going to go through the break, Todd. Thank you. The issue of her expressing fear, David, I'm afraid... Those are so clear. I remember when you first played them. There are other things as well, countless things that you've found. Do you have some others you wanted to play?
So many of them. Okay, well, let's look at two back-to-back here. I'm trying to think where this is from. I'll just play it forward. That'll tell us.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria, by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And here she says, I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
So that's that pretty much just speaks for itself.
Yeah, it's a very flippant way. The subconscious doesn't always speak in the clinical fashion either. It has intonations. It can speak in a humorous way. It can speak in a classically clinical way. It does many things, and I'll bring us war. It's kind of like she doesn't care. It's weird. Yeah. She is a war hawk. There's no question about that. I thought her plan for defeating ISIS would be to bring them all over here, give them a new homes, cars, and $50,000 a year each, and wouldn't that solve the problem, Jim?
Well, yeah, right. The way it's solving the problem in Europe. It's interesting, Jeff, that here's a whole other line of argument about this, that Hillary has forbidden press from taking video or photos of her getting on or off her plane. It's a rule that's been in effect for years. Even going back to when she was heading the State Department, the reason she often needs to be assisted or even carried up and down the stairs.
Well, it's like Franklin D. Roosevelt. They would never allow photographs of him being picked up out of his wheelchair.
Yeah. This has been stated by numerous whistleblowers, including former Secret Service agents.
All right. David, go ahead with your next one.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is the wording of this one is significant. This is from the speech at the DNC.
The truth is, through all these years of public service, the service part has always come easier to me
than the public part.
And here she says, in this crazy muck, notice the word crazy, see a war. And what this tells me is that in her brain, her short-circuited fashion, she could create a war in this crazy muck.
That's the second reference to war, then.
Yep.
Crazy muck, see a war.
There it is. Second reference to war. Yeah. So the significant word on that, of course, is the word crazy. And then, of course, we have this classic reversal on her that I'm surprised hasn't gone viral yet. And we'll play this one. This is also from the DNC.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
And here she says, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan. Great Satan.
You hearing these, Jim?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm getting them all.
You can hear every letter and every word.
Yeah, very distinct.
Yeah, that was actually Ben Carson who said she was a Satan worshipper. He said that last week. Remember on the show I said someone said that and I couldn't remember who it was? So it was Ben.
Yes. And the word was she was taking trips to L.A. once a month. No one knew what she was doing in L.A. Yeah.
Listen, I should point out here that I'm not cherry-picking these reversals. I'm just not deliberately pulling the bad ones out and not playing the good ones. I just don't have good ones to play. I'm just not finding them. They're just not there. All of Hillary's reversals are devastating and destructive. And Trump's adage, crooked Hillary, is just absolutely completely spot on.
And on the other side of the coin, Trump's reversals are almost without question 100% congruent with his forward speech and reflect a man who truly does love this country and its people and wants to make it better.
Yep. And once again, I don't manufacture reversals. I just find them. They are what they are. And Hillary's are not good. And here she is, classic one, Jeff, and there's two of the same nature. Here's the first one.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
I think she says, oh, be quiet.
That is a whopper. That's her subconscious, Jim, telling her conscious self to quit lying, be quiet.
Right.
I mean, it's hilarious when you think about it. Her subconscious is sick of it.
By the way, I think these recent concerns about her health cast a new light on her long break during her debate with Bernie Sanders.
The bathroom break.
That's right. And of course, if it turns out that minor incontinence is a typical symptom of Parkinson's. But also, it could have been more extensive. But at the very least, I think it now has to be viewed as a symptom of a medical malady of which we have heretofore been largely unaware.
It's certainly one of the possibilities. Another one would be that she was being injected with some kind of drug that she needed at the time, another dose of diazepam or some kind of relaxant.
I think that's very reasonable too. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, David, go ahead. That last one, "Oh, be quiet," is such a classic. A woman with talk about a split personality between the subconscious and the conscience, and how the conscience and conscious mind speaks. It doesn't get any more clear than that. Play that just one more time. I'd never tire of hearing that.
Okay, here's the forwards.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
Right.
So? It's set in a sort of sarcastic roll your eyes tone, your voice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Classic. And then there was one last week that's very similar.
Have healthcare and their families don't have to worry about
losing their house to take care of their sick kid. I am proud of my record of public service and the results that I've gotten to help people have better lives.
Okay, I'm proud of my public record. Mercer says, be quiet, not valid.
Be quiet, not valid.
Be quiet, not valid.
Okay.
That's funny.
Her unconscious is telling her this is a load of rubbish. It's not valid. You've got nothing to be proud of. Be quiet.
That's really something. No.
You have it twice. You have it twice.
Wow.
It's just absolutely classic.
It is. It is.
The Reddit piece, Jeff, has a number of interesting comments. Here's one of particular note. In the video of her seizing up and having spasms, she tries to cover up the fact that she did not hear a thing during the seizure by diverting attention to the drink.
Yeah.
She did it so smoothly, it indicates this is nothing new to her, and it's how she deflects and diverts attention from it when it happens other times. She is unfit.
That's a very astute observation, correct. I made it here, too. I said she is such a pro. She slid right into that. She had something in her hand, and she used it, the coffee.
Yeah.
Have you tried this coffee? I couldn't believe it. That's
and
on your feet.
She claimed it was a cold drink, you know, that it was
right. That caused her to go into the chicken mode. Sorry, Hillary. It doesn't work that way. But very clever. The woman has had experience with this before, no doubt. No doubt. David, anything else you want to pop in here?
Oh, I think just one more, and then that'll wrap it up. Here we go.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
So she's attacking Donald Trump, and she says backwards, "And I'll scam you."
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you. And I'll scam you.
Yeah, clear as day. I mean, what do you say?
That's how she makes her living, scamming people, no doubt. Wow. Wow. David, thank you for bringing those to the program. Really good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Excellent, David. Real pleasure.
Thanks, Jim. Nice meeting you, mate. Okay. All right.
All right. Bye. Good night. Those are all congruent truths. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. What you're telling me, though, is that there are a lot of people. Now, this is on Reddit. There are a lot of people who are seeing this as we are. They're not missing anything. They're very perceptive, and I'm encouraged by that. I think there really needs to be a demand that her health issues be brought forward honestly and without any equivocation at all. This has got to stop. She literally could be dead in weeks or months. That Parkinson's is not a joke. It's a fatal disease. We don't know how severe it is. And again, for those of you who say, oh, poor Hillary, that's fine. That's your right. I don't share that sentiment in this case. The woman literally is guilty of capital offenses that are off the chart. Mass murder. Anyway, we've got to look at this as an issue of objectivity, not as an emotional issue.
And that raises the role of the press in this campaign, Jeff, because I think historically we've never seen a situation in which the press was so uniformly opposed to one candidate and deferring
never.
And protecting of the other. I mean, it really appears to be unprecedented.
It's embarrassing. And that's why, literally, I could see this as the combining of corporations continued, the big companies eating up the small ones, the amalgamations, mergers. I could see where it was all going, and television news was headed toward entertainment and agenda-driven propaganda machine. That's why I quit. After 12 years, I walked away from it. I hadn't had enough. No way. And it became what I thought it was going to be times 10. It's dreadful. It is obscene.
Here's another comment in a response that may explain in part her odd remark. I was listening to her talk for that brief few seconds after the man injected her, and she sounded seriously confused, like she forgot where she was and what she was doing. even saying her rally must be an anti-Trump rally because he and his kids have killed animals. Like, for real, all the scandal associated with Trump, I'm surprised she went with that one. And again, it took her a minute to collect her thoughts after freezing up. I'd like to see the part of her speech that immediately preceded this catatonic episode to gauge her senses based on what that man said and saying, keep talking, Hillary. I'm curious to know what words came out first, but the comment on that is that she was speaking to a group of animal rights protesters, and she was actually talking about big game hunts that have been done by the Trump's kids.
Yeah. Well, whatever. If you look in her eyes, look at her face, it's washed out. She looks like she could be hospitalized at any time. She does not look well. I'm not talking about her age or anything like that. I'm just talking about her demeanor. She's not a healthy person. And this impacts directly and irrevocably on her worth to the country as a leader, as a president. We can't deal with this. She gets in office and Parkinson's becomes worse. She's bedridden after a couple of months. And what do we have? Acting President Kane from Virginistan, where all the Muslims are going.
That's right, who's very enthusiastic about the TPP, which, of course, Hillary is as well. It turns out there are at least 45 times she's spoken out in favor of the TPP, Jeff, where she only...
45.
Yeah, she only minimized it because of the Sanders supporters' vehement opposition. But, of course, Bernie got nowhere with a program committee. I mean, it's essentially a plank of the Democratic platform to support the TPP, which is stunning. And you combine that with her ongoing onslaught of wars in the Middle East, including, you know, championing the assault on Libya and the brutal murder of Gaddafi, which I may have mentioned during our last conversation, took place when he was traveling in a convoy under a white flag of surrender to a location specified by the Department of State. But Hillary was so concerned about what he might say before The Hague in an international criminal court trial, she had the convoy interdicted, and he was brutally murdered, castrated, and sodomized. And then Hillary cackled about it, that we came, now, we saw he died. She laughed about this.
No. That's why I say I have absolutely no sympathy or compassion for this woman, because she is not a normal, moral human being. There's something monstrous about her. There are... in every species, defects, and she embodies the ultimate defect of humanity, that of a psychopath. She just doesn't have anything about her.
I'm not in the position to confirm it, and therefore this has got to qualify as a conjecture, but I've been told by someone who is very familiar with cases of this kind that she was sexually abused as a child, and this was a part of what warped her character and personality in a fundamental way.
Happens all the time. Wouldn't surprise me.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the darkest secrets. I've got a story up today. 200 members of celebrity, of the royal family, and of parliament are now indicated to be involved with child sex abuse, which is pedophilia.
Yes.
Raping of children. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is in the UK. What is it over here? Just as bad or worse? Probably worse. It is the biggest secret, Jim, of them all. How much and how widespread sexual abuse, raping, and satanic ritual abuse of children is in this country. It is enormous.
I read an article in the last 2 days about how there's overwhelmingly more pedophilia among government officials than these Catholic priests, and yet the Catholic priests, there are like 2,000 stories written about the Catholic priest pedophilia for three or four written about, you know, the much more massive, I mean, like 400 times more frequently occurring pedophilia by government and other the wealthy and the elite who appear to be especially perverted.
Wow. Well, that goes back to the Franklin scandal?
Yeah, the Franklin cover-up, yeah.
Yeah, and this This goes hand in hand with it. I think it proliferates as time goes by. I think now when you have people saying with a straight face that pedophilia is just another lifestyle, and they're getting away with making that statement, not even called out on it, we got problems here.
I'll slightly paraphrase this particular comment. The fact that Parkinson becomes stronger and stronger makes her take stronger medication, which is going to completely muck up her cognition. Mm-hmm. My grandfather had Parkinson's. The first years were okay. He had some involuntary movements, and that's it. But when he had to take stronger and more medication, he became mucked up. He did really stupid stuff that I wouldn't believe without seeing it myself. Since Hillary is under extreme stress and there are already signs of her cognitive fading, she's often confused. I think that makes her 100% unfit to be president. She just might go bonkers at any point during her presidency, which is a huge risk to the entire planet.
Absolutely. I don't think the military would ever put the actual codes in her control.
No, I know.
We way beyond that. That's Hollywood
fiction.
That's
why people who worry about, you know, Trump having access to the codes. I mean, it's just silly.
No, it's stupid.
For all these procedures and safeguards and everything else, it's not like he's going to roll over in bed and press a button, you know.
It's stupid. It's Hollywood stuff. Goes way back. You know, I'm looking with a magnifying glass as well as I can, and we know these pictures degrade when they're enlarged, but I'm looking at this issue on her tongue.
Yeah.
And I see very clearly a depression. I can see an edge that is reflective of the light.
Yes.
It doesn't appear to me to be something sitting on top of her tongue, or I wouldn't see on the left-hand side as I look at the circumference of this depression, we'll call it, I see reflecting light on the side, the edge of what looks to me like a hole.
Well, you know, it looked to me like a hole too, Jeff. And the lozenge theory can be disproven if it's always in the same location, because obviously a lozenge is going to move around and dissolve.
I think you're
more likely to be correct on that point than the source I was citing earlier.
Yeah, I've looked and looked and looked, and the edges of this round, dark area are reflecting light as they go down into the darkness. So that suggests no lozenge.
One would hate to think that the crater in her mouth is a canker caused by stage 2 syphilis. I mean,
well, I don't know. You know,
that would be a bit much.
But anything's possible anymore.
With the Clintons, anything is possible. They have both been so sexually promiscuous, I would imagine they incurred every sexually transmitted disease known to man at one point or another in their lives.
Yeah, you take a look at those, the two pictures of her tongue. I don't think she'll be opening her mouth like that anytime soon. She knows what's going on. And if it was a malignancy, they took it out, and they do usually a circle is not unusual. They call it margining to get away from the incipient carcinoma or whatever kind of cancer it is, if that's what it was. I don't think she would take a chance trying to talk with a lozenge. She'd be swallowing and salivating. That's what things do when you put them in your mouth. They have flavors. She'd be, you know, I don't think it would be smart.
I think you take that point, Jeff. Have you noticed, by the way, and this is so bizarre in the wake of the DNC email hacking scandal revealing that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was sabotaging the campaign of Bernie Sanders, but Hillary has made Debbie Wasserman Schultz the honorary national campaign chair.
And took her right upstairs.
Probably giving her a huge sum of money for serving, and really a reward for, you know, derailing Bernie.
I think you're totally right. Absolutely. Bernie, if you remember, did you see the picture of the facial wound?
Yes.
All right. That appeared on the night that he gave his big pro-Hillary speech.
I know.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't roughed up the night before. That looks to me like...
There were witnesses who said they saw men coming out of his room and one of them had blood on his shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First I've heard this one. Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like he was punched.
Bernie Sanders is such a good, decent man. He wouldn't have any idea how to cope with this kind of thuggery.
Oh, no, he wouldn't. No, I agree.
I mean, whatever else he is. Had the presence of mind to understand,
yeah,
he should defy Hillary, not endorse her, join Jill Stein as number one on the Green Party ticket, and they'd be doing unbelievably well right now.
I think he was visited. I think there's a very good chance that he was punched by somebody wearing a ring, perhaps. That's why that chunk of flesh was missing.
Yeah.
And he got the message.
Did you see his visage before he spoke? He was absolutely grim. I mean, he was.
Oh, he looked like death warmed over.
Yeah, it was nothing positive or uplifting or relaxed about it whatsoever. It was.
And what did he do? Just a couple days later, he went back to Vermont and said, "I am no longer a Democrat. I'm an independent."
Right. He
got the hell out.
Party,
yeah,
Vermont is an independent. That tells you something, too.
I think he was told. The reality, play ball, shut up, or you're done. And he did. Wow. Bernie's gone, even though he won California, maybe two or three other states. I guess they're still recounting California, but it obviously doesn't matter. The staged coronation of Hillary Parkinson's Clinton has been pulled off. And that's where we are. I do agree, and I do think David Oates' reversals, I'm afraid, I'm scared, are valid. And I do think they reflect her inner subconscious mind, that she is worried that this whole thing could come down, probably for reasons of health, if nothing else.
Well, what is hard-pressed to offer an alternative explanation of the significance of these speech reversals, unless they actually are reflections of the subconscious here at work? I mean, I'm at a loss to explain them any other way.
I can't, never have been able to either. All right, so we have the first debate coming up on the 26th. Hillary hasn't been in front of a press corps in, really, I guess it's over a year now. Jonathan Emord earlier said a full-on press conference has been over a year. They're saying 8 or 9 months, but that's fine, whatever. When she gets up on the stage, she'll have the whore press firmly on her side. They'll be asking questions of Trump that are personal attacks, demeaning, disparaging. I think Trump should make a statement. I made this clear a couple of times now, that he came to discuss the issues, that he will not stand for any personal attacks against himself or his family. He will not be demeaned, disparaged. And if the press continues to do it, after one warning, he will leave the debate. And
well, he should make it even-handed. He should do it on him or on Hillary.
Whatever. Fine.
Yeah.
We know they're not going to do that to her.
Right,
anyway.
But the principle should be...
Of course. I'm just speaking off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But he,
it won't do him any good, though, if he were to leave for the debate. I mean, that would be very much held against him, Jeff. I think there's a chance that Hillary...
Yeah.
Is going to wind up taking long breaks for all the obvious reasons.
Oh, I agree. And I don't really think that he should leave the debate early on. I think it might be something at the three-quarter mark he could do for dramatic reasons. One, there are three debates, so we'll see. Anyway, I would not stand for abuse or being ambushed by these creeps if I were him. I don't know how he'll handle it, but...
I think these debates are far more risky for Hillary, especially given
more.
Her state, because... Anything that startles her can cause this freeze to set in, and it would be very awkward to have her handler rush in to give her an injection.
I think there may be quite a few bathroom breaks.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see soon enough. What are you hearing from people who have watched and observed the chicken head thing and this this disconnect that I've got up there now, the current example of something neurologically wrong with her?
I think everyone who's seen it has been disturbed and felt that something is off, that mm-hmm. something's not right, and that it requires explanation.
Well, you know, the deep vein thrombosis, she's had two of those, 98 and 2009. Those are not trivial issues. They're very, very big issues. The blood clot in the brain, the concussion, having gone through that, I can tell you, that many things can happen that can last for the rest of your life. There's no guarantee that she's completely cured.
Here's a nice parting thought about the Reddit piece. Terrific post. I mean, it can totally explain why she refuses to do press conferences and why she hides from the public. I initially wanted Trump to attack her health, but I think this story will develop by itself. It will be difficult to ignore by the media. Fox will definitely give it coverage. I think it'll be difficult for the other MSM channels to ignore. I now prefer Trump to continue to say what he's been saying forever and that she has no stamina. A reply to that suggests Parkinson is less likely when she is documented to have clots in her brain, which can lead to symptoms like those she's been exhibiting. But that means it needs to be sorted out, Jeff. I mean, what have we got? Clots on the brain?
Well, that's why I've called for an independent health analysis and evaluation. I mean, the whole nine yards, all of it, it's got to be done.
Very appropriate.
All right, Jim, thank you for being here. Excellent. Very good.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thanks so much, and great to see David.
Okay. Talk soon. Thanks.
You got it.
All right, Professor Jim Fetzer, and we'll come right back with hour number three after this.